thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig, and we welcome you to this another Way of Truth broadcast. The Bible tells us that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, nor even a shadow of turning. So we do thank the Lord today for all of His rich blessings, and we thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing this broadcast message with you today, and we trust that the Holy Spirit will take it and make it a blessing to your heart. The Apostle John said, Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. And of course, the Apostle John in his epistles wrote that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Yes, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the privilege we have of presenting this gospel broadcast to this precious people today. We're certainly thankful for each one in our congregation, and we know that you love them. We know that you care for them, for you've told us to cast all of our care upon you, for you care for us. You are the one who gives us life and breath, yea, and all things. And so we give you thanks and we give you praise. And we're asking that you'll use us and use this broadcast to make it a blessing to precious eternity-bound souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Out on a perilous deep, where danger silently creep and storms so violently sweep, you're drifting too far from the shore, drifting too far from the shore. Drifting too far from the shore. Come to Jesus today. Let him show you the way. You're drifting too far from the shore. Today roll high and clouds o'ershadow the sky. Sure death is hovering nigh. You're drifting too far from the shore. Drifting too far from the shore. You're drifting too far from the shore. Come to Jesus today. Let him show you the way. You're drifting too far. Show you the way. You're drifting too far from
Our thoughts for this broadcast are entitled, What is Wrong? What is the Answer? And I will read from 1 John chapter 5, beginning with verse 17 through the end of the chapter. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin unto death, or not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. People all across our nation, and in fact, all around the world, people are wondering what's going on, what is the world coming to, and how do you explain all of these things that are going on? One magazine a few years ago asked the question, do we need a new code to solve our crisis of immorality? Have our churches failed? Has money become our God? Is sexual morality gone? That's quoted from the Look magazine a few years ago. The article went on to ask, since we live in a society without a supreme moral authority, where can we get moral standards? Samuel Miller, dean of Harvard Divinity School, answered, not from the church. There seems to be no connection between what happens in the church and what happens in society. Now let me go back to this statement about since we live in a society without a supreme moral authority. We do not live in a society without a supreme moral authority. There is a supreme moral authority. The thing is, people are ignoring it, disobeying it, disregarding it, and not endeavoring to keep it. There is a moral standard, a supreme moral standard. There's a supreme moral authority. What is wrong? Many give an explanation of this kind and of that kind, leaving sin and right and wrong out, God and the devil out, and they put their own human reasoning and our human understanding on it, and they say, well, it's mental problems, and it's the cause of there's so much poverty, and all of this and all of that. But, beloved, the Word of God gives us the answer as to what is wrong. It also gives us the answer of what needs to be done. The Bible tells us what is wrong. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And the scripture that I have just read declares that the whole world lies in sin, lies in wickedness. You cannot expect to have a high moral standard and a good society where sin is reigning in so many hearts and in so many lives. Sin is degrading. Sin is debasing. Sin is destructive. It never lifts society. It never helps society. The Proverbs tells us, sin is a reproach to any people. It's righteousness that exalts a nation. So it's not a matter of poverty. It's not a matter of mental problems, although there are people, of course, with mental problems. The real problem is sin. And what's wrong is a sinful heart, a deceitful heart. Those who are looking after themselves, seeking self and seeking self-aggrandizement, selfish, fleshly satisfaction, seeking after the world, seeking after the ungodly things of the world. Now, the truth of the verse that I just referred to does not depend upon whether you believe it or not. It is true. The heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Let God be true, but every man a liar if he disagrees with what God says and what God's Word says. So what is the answer? The Bible has the answer. The Bible tells us of a virtuous woman in Proverbs chapter 31, and her price is far above rubies. Her husband has trusted in her, and he has no need of spoil. But how many virtuous women are there in the world today? Now, I'm not saying that everyone is an ungodly person. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying that there aren't many people living good moral lives. But I'm speaking in a general way. The world is filled with wickedness. The world is filled with sin. And we have women, just like we have men, who are living ungodly, sinful lives. But who can find a virtuous woman? The Bible has the answer if we want to accept it, if we're willing to obey it. The Bible also tells us the husband is to love his wife as his own body. Yes, he's to love your husband even as Christ loved the church. Or love your wife even as Christ loved the church. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. There is a great need in the world today of husbands, of fathers being what they should be. We read and statistics tell us and show us that where there is a father absent from the home, the children are more apt to drop out of school. They have more trouble getting along with other children. They have a harder time getting a job and keeping a job. And more of them are in prison. There is a need of God-fearing husbands in the home. May God bless every woman who has the responsibility of trying to rear children by herself, not because of her own choosing, but because of circumstances. May God bless them and may God help them. But that is not the overall plan that God ordained. God ordained husbands and wives, fathers and mothers, to constitute a home. And I do emphasize the fact that he ordained that a husband and a wife constitute a home. God never ordained for two men or two women to marry. You'll never find that in the Scriptures. You'll never find God's putting his approval upon it. And it's not discrimination to teach what the Word of God teaches it. The trouble again in the world today is because the Word of God is being disregarded and disobeyed. What is sin? Sin is lawlessness. Now, I'm not talking about necessarily the laws of the land. I'm talking about God's divine law. Back in the Old Testament, under the Mosaic law, homosexuality carried the death penalty with it. And I know we're not living under the Old Covenant law. I'm thankful for that. But we do have a new covenant, and we do have the law of Christ. And in fact, the law of Christ holds a higher standard than the Old Covenant law held. Now, the Bible also speaks to children and to young people. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And the Bible speaks to young people, especially young men, keep thyself pure, flee from fornication. Now, if we'll take the Word of God, if we will really take the Word of God and obey it and live it, we'll have a drastic change in our nation and in our world. Too many Bibles are lying there on the reading table, never read, never listened to, never studied, and certainly not obeyed. So what we need to do, as James said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Now, the Bible tells us that sex is beautiful in the bounds of holy matrimony. Outside of that, it's adultery or fornication, and both are sin. Both are the works of the flesh, and the works of the flesh are sinful works. The fruit of the Spirit is entirely different from the works of the flesh. The Bible tells us that adultery and fornication are sinful and they are wrong. Flee fornication, for every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Yes, we do have a moral guide, and that guide is the Bible. And the Bible was inspired by Almighty God, and it's been preserved for us down through the ages because God wants us to do what is right. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. Give us homes, give us fathers who really and truly love God with all their heart, and they'll love their wife, and they'll love their children, and they will provide for them, they will guard them, they will protect them, they will be willing to even give their very life for them. So we do have a moral guide. The man who made that statement about since we live in a society without a supreme moral authority didn't know what he was talking about. We do have a moral authority, the divine, inspired, holy Word of God. The churches are not telling the people the truth. No, the churches are not telling the people the truth. They've got preachers in the pulpit telling people they've got to sin more or less every day in word, deed, and thought, and they just can't help themselves. Well, if you've got to sin, what kind of sins do you have to commit? Adultery? Murder? Fornication? Thievery? If you have to sin, no, thank God. We don't have to sin. By the grace of God, we can live a holy and a righteous and a godly life. Awake to righteousness and sin not. All unrighteousness is sin. We know that whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Now, beloved, Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. So the churches, the preachers, are failing to preach the gospel, failing to tell the people the truth. What they need to be told is, get out of the sin business. Quit the sin business. Seek the Lord. Give your heart and your life over to him. Let him come into your heart. Let him change your heart. Let him take out that old heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Renew a right spirit within you and cause you to walk in his way. One man has said Protestantism is telling the people what they want to hear when the Bible tells us what they need to hear. But people are not being told what the Bible really says. But that is what they need to hear. Well, I know it's not a popular message. They didn't crucify Christ because he was so lovey-dovey and so easy on them and so approving of their sins. No, they crucified Christ because he told them the truth. He told them they were a bunch of hypocrites. They were a bunch of snakes. Yes, he did. Read in the Bible, you generation of vipers. That's what the Word of God says about sin and wickedness and evil. There is one church that is preaching the truth. Believe it or not, there is one church that is preaching the truth, and that's God's true church, which Paul said is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. 1 Timothy 3:15. Oh, yes, I know there are denominations that use the Bible name, and they're still a denomination, they're still a sect. But when I speak about one true church, I'm talking about that church that includes every true child of God. I'm not talking about some little sect with some earthly headquarters. When I speak about the church of God, I'm not talking about a sect. I'm talking about the body of Christ. And the body of Christ contains every true child of God on the face of this earth. Yes, everyone. God places the members in the body as it pleaseth Him, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So there is one church in the world that is preaching the people the truth, telling them the truth, and endeavoring to live the truth. The Bible tells us we must repent and we must be converted. Acts 3:19. We must follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. God's word is our guide to proper living. Matthew 4:4, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And again, James tells us in 1:22, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Matthew 7:21. What is wrong? What is the answer? Sin is wrong. Righteousness is right. And the Word of God gives us the answer. Awake to righteousness and sin not. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts and scriptures to our precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit bear witness to the truth. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust that it has proven to be a blessing. Why not write and let us know if it has? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You may read our monthly Way of Truth magazine on our webpage and other messages and other broadcasts if you've missed any. And you may also join us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6. And they are broadcast live over the Internet. www.wayoftruth.org. Now, this is Avonay Craig. We thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel broadcast with you today, and we invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
As a child, I foolishly turned God away, not knowing the heart. But God in His goodness has let me return to share with His children this lesson I learned. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. Slowly but wholly taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you want to stay. Cost you far more than you want to pay. So with pleasure and promises, sin took control, leaving me dying with nothing to show. Gone. his friends. Only a Savior could love me again.
Sin will take you farther than you want to go. Slowly but slowly taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you want to stay. Sin will cost you far more than you want to pay. Sin will cost you far more.